Episode 1300, Strike While the Iron is Hot.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Motivation Inspiration Day, and I pray that your week has been a fabulous one. Hopefully, a little less rain for us. Not so much. We are still on vacation, enjoying some family time. And you know what? I just want you to take a deep breath for a moment. Wherever you are, I want you to stop. I want you to look outside the window. If you're driving, I want you to look in your rearview mirror, and I want you to notice something that you haven't noticed before. It's time to strike while the iron is hot. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, sometimes you want to wait until everything is just right. Excuses fill your day. However, you need to strike while the iron is hot. Preparation is key, but you have to be willing to do what it takes to seize the opportunity. When you are called to move, strike when the iron is hot. I can't help but think of the passage where Jesus tells his disciples to take up their cross and follow him. What are you doing in your life today when God says move? When he tells you to take aim? Matthew 16 verses 24 through 26 says this, "Then Jesus told his disciples, 'If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul?'" God puts nudges in your life and in your gut. He doesn't put them there to just kind of like, well, to be a jerk. You know, that's for brothers and sisters, right? They're the ones who are supposed to aggravate you. Your mom, dad, your grandpa and your grandma, whoever, but not God. He nudges you. And he says, "Hello, I'm here." He stretches you at times, molds you at other times, and then he expects you to move. Strike while the iron is hot. What are you waiting for? The perfect time will never come, and even in your weakness, you will find strength. There's so many times we're living in our excuses. It's easier to sit still. The perfect time will never come. Like I said before, we're on vacation and we wanted to go to dinner. We're not at a place where I'm doing a lot of cooking, which is nice. I love to cook, by the way. However, it's nice to have a break every once in a while. So we decided to do Japanese steakhouse hibachi style. And I love that. I don't go for the entertainment. It's fun and all, but man, the food is just so incredible. And what is it? It's fresh because it's made right in front of you. You know how they've cooked it because it's right there and you can control even some of the ingredients that they use. Well, anyway, long story short, the younger ones do not really enjoy hibachi. So we left them at home. It was pizza night for them. Oh, they were so excited. And so we took our oldest with us and off my hubby and I went. So we just had kind of an adult dinner. Well, in the midst of all of that, the chef came over and asked, you know, each of us, how would we like our food cooked, etc. Well, asked my daughter, Kaylin, and said, "How would you like your chicken cooked?" And instead of saying chicken, he said, "How would you like your bok bok cooked?" And so he was a little older man, older gentleman, so sweet, adorable, just had a cute sense of humor, sometimes hard to understand, but we got it. We got his humor. And she was like, and he was like, "Well, do you want it medium or do you want it rare?" And she was like, "Oh, medium well, please. No pink, no pink for the bok bok." And so we were around the table laughing. There was another family enjoying their vacation and we were sitting with them since obviously we didn't have this huge table to fill up like we normally would with our size of a family. And so he said, he carried on the conversation a little bit more and she was like, "Oh, do whatever is easiest for you." And he said, "What's easiest for me is I don't cook," and he put his spatula down. and stepped back away from the grill. And she was like, oh, no, no. Well, I still want to eat. He goes, you want me to cook, but it's easy for me. I don't need to cook, bok, bok. That's easy for me. Of course, he was teasing. We are more ready to take the easy way out. We do it every day. God can see us through a season, but he also expects us to respond when called to take aim. And it's that one step. It's the one step that leads to miles of greatness that he has prepared for you. You know, here we're talking about bok bok, having fun with chicken. And seriously, though, I look at that and I think so many of us are trying to take the rarity out of our life, the easy way. We want it rare. We don't want to have to work for it, because when we cook things longer, what we have to watch them, or what happens? It burns. A good chef is going to watch over their meal as they prepare it. God watches over you as he's preparing you. But when it's time for you to take action, that may mean that seasons cross over into newer seasons. You could be going through something really challenging right now in your life. But all of a sudden, there's kind of a brighter door. It's an opportunity. And God continues to open that door wider and wider and wider. But you just keep holding back and staying steady in what? The corner with all your excuses, because you're comfortable there. Where in your life do you feel like you are living amongst the excuses and not God's provisions? We all have a hiding place. Where is yours? What is it in your life that God keeps saying, why are you not moving? The women that I coach, one thing that they say repeatedly to me, when I talk to them, either after coaching them for a year to 2 years, and they go ahead and say, I've got it. I'm jumping ship. I'm going to do it myself. And I say, you go, girl. I always stay in contact with them. But one thing they always 100% come back to me and say, Christiane, I just wish I would have seen what God was preparing me for. I can see what he was doing and I missed it. I missed the mark. I missed the opportunity. Yes, he opened it up later, but I see where it was. And then I missed it again. What in your life is God continuing to open the door and you're missing the mark? Strike while the iron is hot. He's not going to put a carrot in front of you and dangle it and then drop you and let you fall very far. He's going to make sure he prepares you. He's going to make sure that you are seasoned for the season he's going to carry you through. You may come against storms. You may come against haters. You may come against brick walls, but he is going to be present in every single step that you take. But are you willing to be present? Are you willing to be incredible as he walks you through the season? Are you ready to be you, the best selfie that he is creating within you? Are you ready to strike while the iron is hot? Only you can answer that question. But one thing he doesn't want you to do is to get too comfortable in that corner of excuses. Don't get comfortable today. Really lean into what God is telling you. Get into some quiet time. Stop all the noise that's around you. Just silence it for a moment and listen and feel. Feel God's presence. Listen for his nudges and watch for the opportunities of doors to open. Are you ready to be present? Are you ready to be incredible? Come on, I know you're ready to be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.